I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into today's episode of the Top Cut Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. My name is Sunny, and I'm here with my co-host, Blackwing Full Armor Master. How are you?
Ooh, I've got the full armor this time. I'm not just Armor Master. I am distributing wedge counters today.
And negate effects.
True. I'm good. I'm feeling unaffected. Now that we've started the episode, I can reveal
before you do the funny thing, I'm gonna thank the sponsors.
Okay, actually, while you thank the sponsors, I'm just gonna go that way, and so you can thank the sponsors.
Of course, a huge thank you to Steel Fox Games as well as ETB Games for their continued support of the podcast. Those are my locals. You can find TCG Player links and things like that down below. Please be sure to check them out. Also, we want to thank GM Accessories as well as Dragon Shield Games. We want to thank Tier Zero Games. We want to thank Chainlink TCG, Grimoire Accessories, and of course, be sure to use our TCG Player affiliate link in the description and down below before shopping to support the channel. What I did personally was I deleted the TCG Player bookmark that I had in my bookmarks tab, and when I clicked our link in, you actually got one. Amazing. I clicked the link and then set the link as my bookmark. That way, anytime I go to TCG Player via my bookmark, it automatically shows up as our affiliate link. And now that Skyhawk is back and I've thanked all the sponsors except for, oh, of course, I want to thank all of our wonderful patrons for their continued support. we have discounts for everything listed down below. And also this now feels like a wonderful time to announce a giveaway by Chainlink TCG. So I'm actually going to go ahead and pull that up. See if I can't just do the picture. Can I just do the picture? No. Okay. Well, actually, here's what I'm going to do. Instead, I'm going to save this picture. Save. And I'm going to save this picture.
So that was my bit.
It's wonderful. I'm very happy that you did this. It's spectacular.
The story behind this, I guess. So there's at my work, there's a Christmas party this Saturday, and the theme is bad Christmas sweaters. So I thought, okay, I have to find out if this exists. Turns out it did. Shout outs to merchoid.com. The front of it says it's time to Yule instead of it's time to duel. And then the back of it says, deck the halls.
Nice. Those halls do be decked.
These halls are decked. Well,
so for those wondering, what is this image here on screen that I'm just now realizing you cannot see? Okay, I'm going to unblock your face, Cock. I'm sorry.
I'll survive.
This is the back of the field center, and this is the front of the field center that will be given away. And of course, this is the playmat that you can find. These are Sprite playmat and field centers. Again, these are all presented by Chainlink TCG. You can find their link in the description down below. The giveaway will be happening on Twitter. So be sure to go to our Twitter to and follow us there, of course, obviously, to go ahead and get entered in on that. You're going to have to be following us and Chainlink TCG on Twitter, and there will be a post. So I'll do that post when we get done here tonight. All right. And thank you, of course, obviously, to Chainlink TCG for sponsoring the giveaway. Be sure to check them out in the description down below.
They have a cool...
Now, today we do have some new cards to cover.
New cards!
Okay. You want to show that sweater off one more time, though? It is very nice. We should all say that. What if you don't have a Twitter?
Then, understandable.
You can purchase it on their website using our affiliate link in the description down below.
True. That's a good segue, actually. They do have, notably, they work with two of my favorite artists on Yu-Gi-Oh! Twitter, Henry Magenta and Vincent, I believe, also. There is a great, if you like IP Mascarena and SP Little Knight, they got a new one coming out soon. Done by Henry Magenta. It's gorgeous. Anyway.
The reason we do the giveaways on Twitter, it's time to Yule.
It's time to Yule.
Is that, it's time to Yule. Deck the Halls. That's amazing.
Yep.
That shirt, it's time to Yule, reminds me of a YouTube short that I saw recently where it compared and contrasted the theme songs for different anime from our youth. And it was like Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Were the main two that it was like, did you know that, you know, anime had different theme songs in different regions? And I played the Digimon one first, and it was, of course, this like heavy rock song. She's like, whatever. And then it gets to us, and it's got like the iconic Digimon theme song, which is Digimon, Digital Monsters, that one.
Yeah, I remember.
And then it was obviously Yu-Gi-Oh! Where, again, it was like a hard rock, like, you know, heavy intro. And then it gets to ours, and it's like, it's time to it's like, which do you think was better for these? And honestly, I think ours were definitely more 90s without a doubt, if nothing else.
True. Well,
you okay there?
I'm good. I don't know, I lost the plot a little bit for a second there. I've had too much Yule, and I have to deck the halls now. new cards. Oh, actually, there is one piece of TCG news, I guess, before we continue. So, Phantom Nightmare, regional dates got announced, as well as the deck box and the playmat. It looks like the deck box is still the black one for this season, which is awesome. I really like that color. And
thank goodness, because I need to get one.
The playmat has the Promethean princess on it. It's the Fire Lady. The full art of this is pretty sick. And this card is very, very strong. So I wouldn't be surprised if people are going to be grinding it out and figuring out the best ways to use it. Get your Amble Whales.
Isn't that card still really cheap right now?
Which card? The Amble Whale?
No, the princess.
The princess is not out yet, Sonny. It's in Phantom Nightmare.
Really? I thought it was already out in Master Duel.
You are correct. It is already out in Master Duel.
I love it. Sometimes I really hate that Master Duel and TCG are like so disjointed. Sometimes it's cool when they do stuff like that.
That's the first time, actually, I think that has happened where we've gotten a card.
Okay, well, they should keep doing it. I like it. I'll do that more often.
It does make it more fun. Kind of mean that like the format fusion stuff works out a little bit better. So,
you want to know something crazy?
I'm listening.
Aren't the structure decks still $10 for a structure?
They're still pretty cheap. Yep. The Fire King deck is
no,
really
like,
good.
Isn't that normal? Like, MSRP is $10 still?
I live in Canada, so I don't know. I believe it's 10. It might be like $11.95 or $12.95 or something, but I'm not sure. I think it's $10.
It's $11.99. Okay. Even so, that's kind of crazy because on TCG, it's not much, but technically they're retailing on TCG above MSRP.
The deck is good, And like,
shipping is included in that. So like, technically they're still a little bit below MSRP, but like they're not $10.
Yeah, they're definitely like, I mean, there's good staples in there too. Like the Solemn Judgment reprint is huge.
Can we take a minute to discuss the impact of this deck before, like, we'll do the new cards. We have time, but like, can we talk about how good this deck is? This is the best structure deck we've seen since what?
I mean,
maybe Albaz?
For competitive results, probably. Because what do you have between Albaz? Crystal Beast, Dark World. Dark World doesn't even have a YCS top, I don't think. Fire King.
No, you're right, it doesn't.
It has lots of regional tops. Maybe not lots, but it has some.
Quite a few.
The Crystal Beast structure deck. The Resonator one does have a YCS top, but it's just like an engine. And I think that engine has basically fallen off. Like, I didn't see any play at the last YCS, I don't think. But Fire King came out with
Trap
four.
Tricks.
Actually, that is correct. Trap Tricks did have an impact. So the best one since Trap Tricks would be probably the more accurate one to do.
I'll be honest. I think this is better than Trap Tricks. I think this is I think this is the best one since the
Since Albaz,
yeah.
Yep. And importantly, it gets better. We don't have the support from Phantom Nightmare yet. And they also revealed we may not have talked about it on the podcast. I think it was in the middle of like a Trish episode where we got derailed. They did reveal a manga promo that is a Fire King card.
Derailed.
The
oil?
No, not oil. Oil is a generic fire card, but you probably don't play oil. No, it's like a level 4 manga promo. It destroys cards. It summons cards. It's good. But like we don't have.
Oil. Oh, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah. No, we did discuss it.
We did talk about it? Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
One of the big things about the Fire King deck is that it plays very mid-range, which a lot of people like. But you can tech it out to play more combo. Like you can lean into Tri-Brigade build. You can play more control with the Dogmatica package. You can play the Sinful Spoils one if you want the full mid range with a little bit of explosiveness. Its recovery is absolutely bonkers. You have to kill it or you're done. And they have
also let's be quite honest here. Like the cards themselves are good. Like you don't like you. Yeah, you need to know it. You need to know. Okay, hold on. You need a supplemental engine to make the deck good, even with three structures. But three structures alone is like pretty aggressively playable.
Yep, very much so. It's like it's got hand traps too. I think Ash is in there. There's
it's not.
Not Ash. Droll, I'm pretty sure, is in the deck.
Droll and Imperm.
Droll, Imperm, Judgment. That's a staple sweep.
Wonderful.
Right there. Like, that's
I'll be
solid.
Honest, like, I've always been, I have said aggressively on this podcast that every structure deck for the next several years should have Ash Blossom in it. I've said that for a long time. I may have overstated myself because I no longer believe that. I think this is good. I have no issues with this. Solemn Judgment always needs a reprint. Imperm, definitely. Like, the thing is that Imperm doesn't have a common reprint yet. Ash Blossom has three at this point.
Yep.
Because it was in Crystal Beast and it was in Trap Tricks. So Ash Blossom has had its common printings.
Yep.
Imperm deserves it. And also Droll is a common here. That's awesome. Maybe. And it's still holding value. It's still a $3 common out of the structure deck.
Yep. There's still some... there's also, like, some super underrated reprints, too. Coach Chain Giant Trainer was, like, $18 for no reason.
Oh, yeah. At least.
For the common. For the OTS commons, they were, like, $18.
Yeah. Dogaron. Dogaron's a pretty useful, handy reprint.
Yeah, Dogaron's good. Diamond Direwolf is good. We haven't seen a print of that in a long time. Hita is good. It's good.
I was just about to say Hita. Trade-In is a sneaky good reprint here because it's being played a lot in Edison format.
So something else that they kind of sneakily put in here that also works is the Flamvel counter. It's actually also a reprint for the Battle and Boxer stuff because they can search the Flamvel counter trap. Because they can just add any card that says counter. So I don't think they put it in the Legendary Duelist set. So good reprint there. Like
also
Herald of the Abyss, Dark Hole, Rekindling.
A couple that I want to call out. Torrential Tribute, always good to have these like staple Edison cards. Also, I still love it. It has never seen competitive success despite what I paid for my playset when it came out. But Alpha the Master of Beast even in Heroes of Common. I think it's a good card.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to upgrade it, it was in the Rarity Collection. Rekindling's a good one. The Circle and Onslaught, haven't seen a print in a long time. Good reprints.
Yeah, I don't really have any qualms. I mean,
it's a good deck. It's a good structure deck.
In here, sure, but there's no need.
Blaster and Burner as well. Fantastic to reprint in this.
Yeah, yeah. Blaster was a wonderful printing. Blaster did come off the TCG list to one, right?
Yes, yep. We do have Blaster at one. Probably a three soon, honestly.
No. No, if they haven't put Tempest to three, they won't put Blaster to three.
They might do both, frankly. wouldn't surprise me.
I guess they could. Do you play one Blaster in the Fire King
deck?
Well,
I mean, so we've seen in Master Duel that the Dragon Rulers have done absolutely nothing. So it wouldn't surprise me if they come off just completely and TCG is like, have all of them. Screw it. Let's see what happens.
I'd be fine with one of each, honestly.
And
test it out a bit, see how it goes.
I think this is a decent segue, because speaking about dragons, we've got like eight of them.
Eight is five.
Well, yeah, but there's like eight cards, right? Oh, no, it's seven.
Seven.
Three main deck monsters, right, well, two synchros, two spells. So we can do the dragons.
Yeah, I'll start if that's okay with you.
I'm in. Let's hear it.
All right. So first we're going to talk about... these are all coming out, by the way, in
Phantom Nightmare.
Legacy of Destruction.
Oh, never mind. Yep, you're right. This is the set after that. True.
Yep, it is.
Skyhawk Misinformation Counter up one.
Oh, that's a rare one. All right. So we're going to start with Tenpai Dragon by Dora. Level 3 Fire Dragon Effect Monster, 1700 Attack, 1000 Defense. You can only use the first effect of this card's name. Actually, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to put it on the screen over here. We're going to do this like this. Yeah, that'll work.
For our Spotify listeners, welcome to technical support.
Yeah, welcome to technical support for sure. Where was I? Okay. You can only use the first effect of this card's name once per turn. I wonder if I can get it. I'm trying to get it out from under my screen, but no, that totally blocked. Okay, sorry Skyhawk, you're blocked.
You're blocked on twitter.com. yeah. No,
just sit slightly to your left a little more.
I'll anyway survive.
If this card is normal or special summon, it's not about you surviving, it's about the viewer surviving. They need more Skyhawk. If this card is normal or special summon, you're going to take one Sangen, not Sangon, like not Sangon like the monster, no, Sangen spell trap from your deck and either add it to your hand or set it. Ooh, you can set it. Two, you take no battle damage from battles involving your fire dragon monsters. Three, once per turn during your battle phase, you can quick effect immediately after this effect resolves, synchro summon using this card controls material. Notably, if it's not real special summon, you can take one Sangen spell trap, either add it to your hand or set it. Because you choose on resolution, you can still ash this. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool.
If you can also still activate this under draw, because you have the option to set it instead of adding it to your hand.
But then you have to set it, right?
Yeah, correct. You have to set it. Okay. Two, you take no battle damage. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's a searcher. But it's quite quick effect to sync. You'll see that this deck is like the gimmick is the battle phase, and that immediately gives away how playable it is.
Hello, all of our live viewers. That's right. If you're listening to Spotify, we do these live now.
Wow.
All of a sudden you do. All right.
Nope.
Next.
Okay. Next up, we got Tenpai Dragon Fedora. It's okay. Fedora it is. Level 3 Fire Dragon Effect Monster, 1600 Attack, 1000 Defense. The first effect is once per turn. 1. If this card is normal or special summoned, or at the start of the damage step, if a monster battles, you can target one level 4 or lower Fire Dragon Monster in your graveyard and special summon it. 2. Your Fire Dragon Monsters cannot be destroyed by battle. And 3. Once per turn during the battle phase, you can quick effect immediately after this effect resolves, synchro summon using this card you control. I love Coach Soldier Wolfbark. Why can I not say this guy's name? Coach Soldier Wolfbark. I love Wolfbark. Crazy.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Wolfbark. That's it.
I like being able to tag in and out during the battle phase.
That's true. That's cool. It is fun. The third card kind of ties it together a little bit.
Yeah. Also, we are discussing this without Trish here, because Trish is doing the DC. We're discussing Dragons without Trish. Sorry, Trish. Should have been here. Should have been less interested in going to World.
He's too busy activating Ringo Worm and Dispatter, trying to make it to the World Championships. Best of luck to Trish.
World Championships, that's for losers. All right, next we have Tenpai Dragon Zongdora. Dongdora. Level 4 Fire Dragon Tuner Effect Monster, 1500 attack, 1000 defense. So, okay, so level 4 tuner. So this one, when you tag in and out, it's the tuner for him. Okay.
Yeah.
He only has the first and second effect each once per turn. One, if you control a fire dragon monster, you can special summon this card from your hand. I love Blackwing Boar of the Spear. Two, at the start of the damage step, if a monster battles, you can special summon one level 4 or lower fire dragon monster from your deck, except Bestowed Dragon Chundra. Okay. Was the other one? Are any of these bestowed?
Bestowed is
a different name for them.
Yeah, I think so.
Got it. And Chandra is like a different name. Okay, sure.
Maybe I couldn't tell you. Oh, it's I think it's accept itself.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I imagine that's what's going on here.
Three, once per turn during the battle phase, you can quick effect immediately after this effect resolves single summon using this card you control's material. Who would have guessed?
The shocker.
So you have a four, you have a couple of threes, you can tag them in and out, you can go into sevens and tens. That makes sense.
Yep. Next up, we've got level 7 synchro, Sangan Rise Dragon Bident Dragion.
Scout, are you there? Oh, there you go. Okay, you're back. Oh, you're back. You're off for a second.
I have returned. Rest in peace, internets. Card name is Sangan Rise Dragon Bident Dragion. We found a Bident Dragon. The Fire Dragon Synchro Tuner effect, level 7, 2600 attack, 2000 defense. Requires a Dragon Tuner and one non-tuner Dragon monsters, just like the OG Trident Dragion. You can only use the first effect once per turn, and the second effect is only once per duel. One. If this card is synchro summoned, you can target one fire dragon monster in your graveyard. Special summon it. Also, you cannot special summon monsters for the rest of this turn, except for dragon monsters. And then two, if three or more attacks have been declared this turn, quick effect, you can special summon this card from your graveyard, then you can destroy one spell trap card on the field. I mean, it's kind of bad. I could see there's like reviving a fire dragon is cool, so maybe there's like some generic combo use with this. It's obviously
a combo use in this deck.
Yeah, I mean, but it's bad. Like you can
none of the synchro effects are once per turn.
This synchro is literally once per turn. It says that you can only use the first effect of this card's name once per turn.
No. When it brings back one of the other ones. After they've used their effect to summon him during the battle phase,
the little guys are not once per turn.
Yeah, the little guy quick effects are not once per turn.
It's just the synchros that are.
Instantly goes up into a 10, like instantly.
Yes, you are correct about that, but you do get locked into dragons, which I mean,
yes,
not a huge issue, but and it is a tuner, so yeah, you can make Dispatter with this and one of the threes if you want.
Or you could go into Trident Dragon and use the second effect, which is
pop cards, targets. All right, you want to read the in archetype 10, the other big 10 guy?
Yeah. Did you read the second effect and I just missed it?
I did. Yep.
Okay. Cool. All right. Next we have Sangan Super Dragon Transcend Dragon. Level 10 Fire Dragon Synchro Effect Monster, 3,000 attack, 3,000 defense. I love giant idiots that are level 10 with 3,000 attack and defense. Can you name another level 10 Synchro that is 3K off the top of your head? Without looking, don't look at other cards. I see you fumbling through cards. Don't do it.
There are no cards in my hand or even on my desk. Actually, that's a lie. There's one card on my desk. I have one,
but only because I was like dealing with it today, like reading.
A synchro 10.
Oh, and Philly to the J from the live chat gets it. It was Full Armor Master. That's the one I was thinking of too. Okay,
that is true. That was at the beginning of the episode. I should have got that.
It was. You can only use the third effect of this card's name once per turn. One. If this card is synchro summoned, you can change all monsters on the field to attack position. Cool. 2, all opponent's monsters must attack if able. Also, your opponent cannot activate cards or effects during the battle phase. That's pretty cool. 3, if 3 or more attacks have been declared this turn, quick effect, you can special summon this card from your graveyard, then you can destroy one card on the field.
It's so interesting.
This deck definitely does stuff.
It's got.
I think a competition between this deck and War Rocks would be fascinating.
It has, yeah, true. It has a lot of gas, and like no effects during the battle phase means you have to interact during the main phase. So it forces out like the threat of this card's existence forces out some interaction at least. And then changing, I will say the second effect, this will be used for BS. Absolutely this card will be used for like ridiculous FTKs. This is final attack orders on legs, and we have not had that in a long time.
I never thought about that.
So there will be this. So if anything, this will be used for just like absolute nonsense YouTube combo videos, which I'm looking very much forward to.
Wait, I'm imagining a world where somebody summons 4 scapegoat tokens to the opponent's field, and then just summons this guy. And like skips the opponent's main phase and straight to the battle phase.
The Amor Factor Pain, I think, could skip main phase one. The only problem is like,
but it can't force into the battle phase.
So you would have to find some way to force them into the battle phase. So
also, actually, it does this right. They must attack if able.
Must attack if able. I don't think that prevents you from. I'm pretty sure you're still allowed to not enter the battle phase. I might have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure that must attack if able, they're only able to attack in the battle phase. If you don't enter the battle phase, you don't have to attack. But I don't...
Yeah, but I assume that it meant like during that turn, if you can attack, you have to.
If I look up Ultimate Tyranno rulings, actually, this might...
What an oddly specific thing to like... It also works.
This is Ultimate Conductor Tyranno.
Okay. It'll happen with Bish Balkan tokens and it'll be funny.
I need Ultimate Tyranno. Ultimate Tyranno attacks in the face. Which one am I going to use? Yeah, you don't have to enter the battle phase.
Okay.
So,
even if all monsters must attack available?
Yes. Because you can just not enter the battle phase. I think. I might be horribly wrong about this. Ultimate Tyranno is not exactly the same. And I haven't had to think about Ultimate Tyranno rulings in a long time. So this card actually is something that... There is one thing that I think this engine is used for. There is potential for like a Red Rose Dragon style engine here. And it's because this deck has a one card, Ancient Fairy Dragon plus Field Spell.
Speaking of the Field Spell. Brimming Sangen Manor.
Hey, it's my turn. You read the last one.
What? No, you... Wait, did I?
You did. You read the level 10.
Oh, I thought you read the big guy. Dude, I'm so tired. Go ahead.
I think you can tell we're both out of it today. Brimming Sangen Manor. They should have just called it Sangen, cowards.
Hey, by the way, chat, while we're here, whoever can come up with the best nickname for a based deck, but with this archetype in it... I'll give you a little prize at the end of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. 1, fire dragon monsters you control are unaffected by your opponent's activated effects during your main phase 1. I love Field Spell Miscellaneousaurus. 2, during your main phase
That's
1,
great.
You can add 1 bestowed dragon monster from your deck to your hand, then discard 1 card. And then 3, if this card is destroyed during the battle phase, you can target 1 dragon synchro monster you control. Its attack becomes doubled. So this reads insane. I think it's just good. I don't think it's that crazy. You can just kill the spell card. What is, I think, strong is that this applies when you're going first. So, like, not being able to hand trap the little guys is kind of insane. Also, the search power is good. And then, if you interact with this card during the battle phase instead of the monsters, you can double one, so it punishes you for getting rid of it. I think it's good field spell design. Unaffected, and... For a deck that's focused around the battle phase, I think you kind of have to give it stuff as insane as, like, fire dragons are unaffected by activated effects during main phase 1. Like,
yeah.
If the gimmick is that you're rocking during the battle phase, I think you have to start giving decks stuff like this. But it is dangerous, so we'll see. This is part of the... The way that this works is you normal the Bidora. Bidora effect, add the field spell. Field spell effect, add the level 4 guy, the tuner. Discard a card, you special summon the tuner, then you make AFD and you have AFD with the field spell off of your normal summon.
Yeah.
So that's good, but I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Next we have Sangan Kaiman, quick play spell.
Beautiful art on these cards, by the way. They kill it every time.
Yeah. Yeah, the artwork is sick. You can only activate one card with this card's name per turn. One, if this card was activated outside the battle phase, apply one of these effects. If it was activated during the battle phase, you can apply any of them in sequence. Mm. Add one level 4 or lower dragon monster from your deck to your hand.
Fire.
Or special summon one fire dragon monster from your hand.
If this added any dragon monster, it would be crazy.
Fire dragon, yes. I don't know, man. Fire dragon is still potentially nuts, right? Like, what else can we add?
I haven't looked too much into the targets, actually. Let's do that now. I guarantee you,
you're adding solar flare dragon.
There's going to be a Curry Bandits video expeditiously about this. So we'll filter by fire monster dragon fire. There's actually, so I mean, level 4 or lower, so you can get burner if you want to get blaster. I gotta go 1 to 4 here. There's not very many. Decoy dragon, dread dragon, guard dragon, promenesis is maybe something. Kitchen dragon maid, so maybe dragon maid plays this. You go get kitchen, right. Kitchen add another dragon maid.
It's actually kind of crazy.
You can add Pokey Draco and the normal Pokey Draco to get another Pokey Draco. there are no good search targets. It's basically just these guys. I think they chose the arc. I think they chose this very specifically. There's. I think this deck sucks. It's not good. It's not going to be good. It might see use as like a combo engine, but I appreciate that it exists. And another wave of support could, because like the field spell, I think, is an indication of what they want, which is if we're going to do a battle phase deck, we have to give it just an insane amount of protection. So I'm curious to see where that trend goes. But on its face, I don't think it's good.
I'm going to agree with you. But I think it could be a fun engine that gets used.
I think it's, yeah, I agree. I think field spell engine is a thing. And it's like, it is basically three bodies if you're willing to lock yourselves into dragons. Like, you can just climb into Dispatter for free. So,
yeah.
There's something, but it's.
There's something
there.
Here. Yeah, the cards are, like Chad said, like, the cards are solid. They just, like, they need, it's not that they need more. What they need is time in the tank. That's what I think this needs. This is not a deck that like you drive through the fast food and order and it pops up like a ready to eat meal. You got to put this one in the slow cooker and let it marinate and let it stew for
like,
a bit.
This feels like we need to build like Dragon Grenmaju. Is like where we got to go. Where this battle phase thing is a cool thing that happens sometimes when you draw Grenmaju, but the rest of the deck is built around big guys.
The fact that you just said Dragon Grenmaju reminds me that Yu-Gi-Oh is never a solved game.
It almost is very like, I mean, look at Edison. Like, just so much new stuff has happened. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's a crockpot deck, not a Big Mac deck.
Speaking of singing the praises of Edison, our next category, our Arc 5 singing people, the Melodious, are back in the game. We've got 5 new cards for Melodious, and they are very good. They're very good.
Did we like having the text on screen? How do we feel about that? Do we want that? I can put it back on screen. I'm gonna let Chad decide. You read the first one while chat tells me what they want.
I will do that. And if you're looking for combos with these cards, Yadalocked, I think, has posted some. So you can go to Yadalocked's Twitter. Yadalocked is a big Melodious fan. So the first card, they actually got Pendulum Scales, which is huge because for an Arc 5 deck to not have Pendulum Scales is kind of whack. So this is Refrain the Melodious Songstress. It's a level 4 Light Fairy Pendulum. Light Fairy. I wonder what you could do with those. 1600 attack and 800 defense. It's a scale 1. Pendulum effect. Once per turn, you can target a Melodious Fusion monster you control. Send a Melodious monster from your deck to the graveyard. And if you do, the targeted monster gains attack equal to the sent monster's level times 200 until the end of this turn. So in scale, it's a Foolish Burial. 2. You can only use the first and second monster of this card's name once per turn. 1. If this card is normal or special summoned, you can add a Melodious monster from your deck to your hand, except for itself. It's Stratos. If a Melodious Fusion monster is special summoned to your field while this card is face up in your extra deck, you can place this card in your Pendulum Zone. So this card is Stratos and also Foolish. Seems pretty good. It's kind of Overraptor. There's a little bit of Overraptor here.
Okay, so I was getting streams set up. I need to now actually like read this.
Melodious is a fusion deck, in case you miss it. It's mainly a fusion archetype.
Okay, so I didn't realize this was a fusion archetype. I know nothing about Melodious, by the way. These cards could all read you in the game, and I don't know if they would be good or not.
You have to jump through some hoops. It's definitely not. It's not a very intuitive deck. It's okay. Weird. There's like, it's kind of like, this is going to sound like an insane comparison. It's kind of like Ice Barrier. The monsters all kind of protect each other. The goal is like you build the choir. Is I think what the on theme is. So. And like all the effects stack on top of each other like you would stack harmonies. That's my headcanon. I don't know if that's true. That's what it seems like to me.
Good enough to me.
You want to read the second Pendulum?
Yes, I will do that. The first one reads kind of broken, though. All right. Second one, Couplet the Melodious Songstress. By the way, I like that it's Refrain the Couplet. I like that. That's fun.
That's good.
I like music. Level 5 Light Fairy Pendulum Effect Monster, 1200 attack, 2000 defense, pendulum scale of 9. 1 and 9, that's pretty good. Pendulum effect, you can only use the second pendulum effect of this card's name once per turn. 1, you cannot pendulum summon monsters except light monsters. This effect cannot be negated. Ooh. 2. If you control no face-up non-melodious monsters, you can add one melodious spell trap from your deck to your hand. Why not if you only control melodious monsters? Anyway. Monster effect. You can only use the first and second effect of this card's name once per turn. 1. If this card is added to your hand, except by drawing it for your normal draw, you can reveal it special summon 1 level 4 or lower melodious monster from your deck to your hand.
From your hand, or you summon it from your hand or grave. So if you add this card to your hand, you reveal it, you can special a melodious from hand or grave.
2. If a Melodious Fusion monster is a special summon to your field while this card is face up in your extra deck, you can place the card in your Pendulum Zone. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Spell Trap Searcher. The lock into lights is interesting because only the 1 scale, only the 9 scale locks you into lights for Pendulum Summoning. So if you wanted to play another Pendulum Engine in the deck, you probably could get away with it. But I mean, being able to search the Melodious Spell Traps is cool. Although notably, some of their Spell Traps aren't Melodious. Their strongest ones. So it's not amazing. Like Ostinato, I think, is not a Melodious card, and neither is First Movement Solo. But they're Melodious cards, just not a name. So anyway, next up, their support has been confused over the years, but these kind of give it a game plan. So this is Baka the Melodious Maestra, level 7 Light Fairy Fusion, 2500 attack, 1800 defense. Its materials are 2 Melodious monsters. You can only use the first and third effects once per turn. 1. If this card is special summoned, you can special summon a Melodious monster from your deck. You gotta love Itali. 2. Your Melodious Fusion monster's activated effects cannot be negated while you control this fusion summoned card. Sick. 3. If this card is sent to the graveyard, you can target a Melodious monster in your graveyard, except for Baka the Melodious Maestra. Special summon it in defense position. It seems pretty good. Special from deck, protection from negation protection for your fusions, and it also floats. That seems pretty solid to me.
Yeah, pretty good. All right. Next we have, oh my goodness, Flowering Etole. The Melodious Floral Song. Or is it Etole or Etoile?
Etoile, probably.
Yeah. Level 8 Light Fairy Fusion Effect Monster, 2,800 attack, 1,500 defense. Materials, 1 Melodious Maestra Monster and 2 Melodious Monsters. You only use the first effect of this card's name once per turn. 1. Quick Effect. You can banish any number of Melodious Monsters you control until the end phase. Then you can return up to that many face-up cards your opponent controls to the hand. 2. If this face-up fusion summoned card and its owner's control leaves the field by your opponent, you can special summon 1 Melodious Monster from your deck or extra deck, except Flowering Itwili, the Melodious Grand Choir.
Yeah, I mean, like, also banishing them until the end phase. So when you use this effect to bounce it, like, also return. So it doesn't target, it just return them. It also doesn't banish for cost, which is super nasty.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they're actually really sick. Can't negate, so it's like hard to play. So it's like a guaranteed bounce a whole bunch of cards at the cost of however many you wanted to run. This is kind of sick. And then you can just special summon from deck or extra deck, by the way. You could just slap down any of the fusions if they get rid of this thing. Wow. This feels like Battle Butler. This feels like they read Battle Butler and they were like, we need to give this deck Battle Butler.
Yeah, plus more.
Really sick. Okay. Next up is Melodious Concerto, finally a searchable Melodious spell. Normal spell card, first and second card of this effect's name once per turn. 1. Fusion, summon 1 fairy fusion monster from your extra deck, using monsters from your hand, field, and or pendulum zone as material. That's crazy. That's so sick. So you can activate the scales to get their effects, fuse them away, and then their effects activate when they're like in the extra deck when you summon the fusion monster to put themselves back in the scale. That's cool. 2. If a Melodious Fusion Monster or Monsters is sent to your graveyard while this card is there, hilarious, even during the damage step, you can place this card on the bottom of the deck, then draw 1 card. This is a darn good fusion spell.
As far as fusion spells go, it's pretty good. It's
Metal Foes Fusion plus use from Pendulum Zone, that seems pretty darn sick. Any fairy fusion means Dark Lord might mess with this, funny enough.
These cards are pretty good.
They are good. So the board, again, is like kind of unintuitive. Like if I go to Yadalok's Twitter. I forget that his Twitter username is spelled weird. The board, you end on like the Melodious cards. They all have like continuous effects that like protect your board or offer disruption. I am not actually that familiar with the spell trap, so I'm not sure if there's any like decent trap card disruptions that we can search. Melodious... yeah, Illusion's not really very good, so there's only the 1 trap card. Let me switch to like Melodious in name.
We only have 2 cards left too, also, so we're doing pretty good, to be honest with you.
That is true. Melodious.
We're brazen.
So notably their Link monster is insane. Yeah, the only like searchable cards now are the new spell and then Melodious Illusion, which are not amazing, because I think the other cards aren't treated as Melodious cards. I'm going to double check. Yeah, the other spell cards are not treated as Melodious cards, so you're only ever really searching the fusion spell.
By the way, Chatters, Skyhawk, you completely spilled all of the beans earlier about like what we were playing and testing with.
I didn't,
you're a listener, don't you dare give away what we're playing and testing. Hey,
to
for
be
the
fair,
I am Nerd
that tournament. Was all you have to come to the YouTube channel to get that, because that's not going to be in the Spotify episode.
That might I might legitimately go back in and like cut that from the VOD.
I didn't even think about it. I assumed we were just I assumed we were providing people the goo.
Okay. No, I am playing that tournament for money. I am not providing.
I thought you weren't even like. I thought you said you weren't able to play. That's why.
Yeah, the date ended up being like when I'm off.
I see. Well, anyway, shout outs to Abyss Keeper. Abyss Keeper is the strongest card you can play in that format.
The card actually seems ridiculous, by the way.
It's unironically, it's good. It's just that it's fish, so it's not. But like the card itself is actually crazy.
I mean, Diva plus Coelacanth is kill.
Yes, yeah. Or build a board. Like, it means that you actually like have better plays going first too.
Yeah, it's unironically very good.
So speaking of, the Link Monster from Melodious is worth understanding because that card is nuts. So it's Bloom Harmonist, the Melodious Composer. It's two fairy monsters, so you can play generic fairy support. If it's Link summoned, you can discard one card, special summon two Melodious monsters with different levels from your deck to zone this card points to. So it's just summon two from deck. You lock yourself into Melodious after you activate that effect. But yeah, you just summon them from deck. There's also like, okay, this is going to sound ridiculous to you.
Probably.
You know how sometimes when Konami makes like cards that merge archetypes together, like they did with Phantom Knight and Raid Raptor, or like they did with Ultimate Athletes and
Blackwing and Raid Raptor?
No, it was Phantom Knight and Raid Raptor.
Both.
That's what Raider's Wing is. Have they done a card that's Blackwing and a Raid Raptor? I don't
probably.
I don't think.
Anyway. Maybe it's incidental. Anyway.
The deck that has randomly been connected to Melodious is the Gem Knights. There are two cards, actually. So it's Brilliant Rose and Crystal Rose are both. It's always treated as a Gem Knight card. You can discard a Gem Knight or a Melodious to special summon them from hand.
Mark of the Rose.
Once per turn, you can send a Gem Knight or Melodious monster from your extra deck to the graveyard, and then it copies the name. Crystal Rose is a little weird. Yeah, Crystal Rose is weird. So some of the Gem Knight decks used to play Crystal Rose. The Melodious game plan is weird. Notably, Melodious has a quick effect Kashtira Birth, so they have a fusion monster that just says during either player's turn, you can target up to three cards in the graveyards and banish them, and it's also not hard once per turn. So in theory, you could summon two of that fusion and then have six DD Crows, which is a little wild, mm-hmm. on top of the other protection and stuff. So you could have six DD Crows and then bounce like four, which seems like a pretty good board. But it's also like, it's a weird deck. It's
weird.
The monsters are strange. There's something. This is kind of like the other deck. There's something here. I am not smart enough or experienced enough with these cards to figure out what to do with them. Somebody else is going to figure it out.
Probably.
So
it's like Valence. Like Mirren and the server, our moderator, he just keeps, he's like, I'm gonna break the deck, I'm gonna break Valence. He might, but also like somebody else is probably gonna break him at some point.
No, Valence is crazy. Valence is like, you can do anything in the game with Valence. It's just, it's not very consistent because you have to see Shinonome most of the time, and we don't have the pendulum play starters that the OCG and Master Duel has, so it doesn't get to shine as much. Valence can be good as a blind second deck, can be good as a combo deck, but it's very complicated. And it's fragile. So like most
aren't they all?
Combo decks in the game are. But it,
Valence, if they have Electrumite, do you think it's good?
I think it's playable. If Electrumite was back, it would be playable. It would be like once in a blue moon it would top. It would be like Dinomorphia, where there would be like a couple of dedicated people who just pull up to YCSs and top with it, and despite seeing literally no play at any regionals ever. and then people will be like, how did this happen? I don't know. And then another 6 months it happens again. That's the type of deck that Valence is.
I love our listeners. We just had someone in chat say, I'm trading a set of super rare talents for a Valence core. I love where we're at in Yu-Gi-Oh! Right now.
That's based, honestly. Rarity collection, super rare talents for an entire deck. That's a decent deal.
And I bet you could even get them to throw in the collector rare version of the deck, too.
The collector's rare Shinonomes are very cheap. And they...
deck is cheap.
I picked some up. To be honest with you, Valence is a deck that Konami could print a wave of support for and just absolutely crack it wide open. There's a lot of juice there. Anyway...
I thought about trying to pick up a CR Valence core just because it's really pretty. Like, dude, that set, Tactical Masters, they got the CRs so right for that set. It's insane.
Speaking of pretty cards.
Yes.
We have two more for you.
Is this my turn or your turn?
Oh, God.
I'll go. All right.
I don't know.
First, we have Saphira, the silent forking deity of dragons. Is it silent forcing or silent forking?
Silent forcing.
Light dragon ritual effect monster, level 7, 2,550 attack, 2,450 defense. You can ritual summon this card with Silent Forcing Blessing. You can only see first, second, and third effect of this card's name each once per turn. One, if this card is ritual summoned, and you have Novax, the Silent Forcer Disciple, on your field or graveyard, you can draw two cards and discard one card. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when an attack is declared involving your Light Warrior or Dragon Ritual Monster, you can discard one random card from your opponent's hand. Three, once per turn during your opponent's end phase, you can add one light monster from your graveyard to your hand.
It's pretty good. It's an enabler.
Isn't Silent Force always... Thank you. It is my turn. Isn't Silent Force already good in the OCG? Isn't it already like topping events?
It is doing really well. It's one of the best decks in the OCG right now.
So in theory, this just makes it even better.
Yeah. My twin brother's been messing with like a TCG list of this. It looks really good. It's got a lot going for it. It's got lots of non-engine space. You can also tech it out to the brim with a bunch of stuff because of all the ritual support that exists in the game. Notably, if you have this card pointing to a cross sheep, you can draw four, discard three, which is ridiculous.
It's funny.
This kind of reads a lot like the Chimera Fusion. It just like clears out a card from your opponent's hand. Although this is when an attack is declared, which is kind of whack. This seems like a setup card more than anything, but I mean, not hard to get out. Seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Continuous spell right. card is next up.
Wait, I was going to say, it's your turn now.
It is my turn. Silent Forcing Blessing, continuous spell, each effect once per turn. One, you can target one of your Silent Force cards that is banished or in your graveyard, accept Silent Forcing Blessing and add it to your hand. Two, if a non-ritual monster's is normal or special summon face up, so anything that's not a ritual, you can ritual summon one light warrior or dragon ritual monster from your hand by tributing monsters from your hand and or field whose total levels equal or exceed that monster's level, and if you do, it cannot be destroyed by battle. This is nasty because this is basically the flu field spell. This is basically a map, but it lets Wes, if your opponent normal or special summons a monster, you get to quick ritual. That's really sick. I really like that. That's cool because it turns it. There's a bunch of other rituals that makes playable when you can turn them into disruptions instead of stuff going second, right? So,
yeah,
I think that's awesome. And it's recovery, which is really nice. It seems good.
I agree. Cards.
The first one is maybe not like on its face good. It gets you to everything else. The second one is crazy.
Does the deck play Saphira? Like original one, Saphira?
Let me pull up the list my twin brother sent me.
Wait, is this going to get to the TCG and just be a Drytron, like,
no.
sub-engine?
So I highly doubt you play Drytron in this. I think you probably play it pure with, like, Diviner. I don't think you would play this with Drytron.
Gotcha.
So the list that my twin brother sent me is playing, like, the Odd Eyes Ritual. As a one of, which is sick, as like a light dragon you could play. I don't think you play, maybe you do play the, is that the OG Saphira? Is that the new one? I don't know. I can't tell by the card art.
Probably OG.
Yeah. You get to play
because
Saravis.
New one's not out yet.
This deck has room for Ash Veiler, Triple Tack, Imperm Prosperity, on top of getting to play pre-prep because the Saphira is like named on the ritual spells. So you can do some, the deck is like, consistent. It has room for non-engine. It's mid-range. It's not, the boards are not massive, they're not disgusting. It feels, it's like Ritual Chimera is the thing that I think I would compare it to.
Yeah, well, that's either way, I think it's cool. With that said, I think that's gonna do it for us. What do you think?
That works for me. We can end it a little early. Everybody can go to bed. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and thank all of our wonderful patrons. So as always, a huge, huge, huge thank you to Always second, minimum C.
I love minimum C.
I love that. Zyphorus at the One Palog, Big Stinky, Ding Dong's hostess of the Yang Zing, Gimme Some More Drag Us, Konami, HHI, John Leal, Mountain Man, Oatmeal Spaghetti, Owen Alvarado, Pistol Place Pendulums, Silver Hope, Skyhawk over the Beatles, Understanding and Reading are two different things, Virtually Savior's World, Visa Star Frosting D's Nuts, Wind Up Carries Infidel Mayority, Aaron Gardner, Alexander Chan, Asami, Ashless Chaps, Atsios, Symbath the Silver Castle, Blackwing Silver in the Ascent is the best Legate, Blood's best Copium, Box Wine, Come On and Get Your Game One, Dragon Maidenless Behavior, Ice Table, Win a YCS before Swoosu, Unbats of Rigor, Glimmer, Drift Across These Plant Nuts in Your Mouth, Level 4 Fire Warrior Gaming, Little Stinky, Lama Yama, Cam Sarama, Maxi Pack, Old Man Red, Pink of 143, Sinful Soils, and Sunny's Internet Gremlin. Thank you all so much for your continued support of the podcast. We need more patrons because I almost got all the way through the $1 patrons on one breath. I did it poorly, but I still almost did it, which means, come on now, if you want that extra episode, you're gonna have to sign up for the Patreon. So of course, before we go, Skyhawk, I know you've got one. Let's hear it.
You know I do. What would you call, what Yu-Gi-Oh card do you say would represent a well-loved, if not strange, 2000s cartoon?
A well-loved, if not strange,
2000s cartoon. That involves a kid. That involves a kid who is like a big fan of science.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Ah, I forgot you're from the United States. No.
Pinky in the Brain.
Instead of
Danny Phantom.
Instead of Jimmy Neutron, I've got Gen X Neutron here for you.
Ah, Jimmy Neutron. I should have gotten that one. Yes, Jimmy Neutron in his bubbly 3D body. Well, thank you everybody for listening in and watching today's episode of the Top Cut Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. And of course, until next time, have a great week, everybody.
Don't forget, deck great the weekend. Halls. That's it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.